Today we're talking with George Barrich, who's a candidate for the City Council in the City of Cotati. Thank you for being with us.
Good morning, Bruce.
And you've been through a couple of races lately, and you're jumping into it again.
I am.
So what's the goal this time?
Well, one of the things I wanted to speak about, which I think is very, very concerning to your listeners, particularly in public radio, is that many people know in the county that Cotati is one of the last cities that does not and refuses to televise and webcast its City Council meetings. And that's been very alarming to the public, and I've been a very big advocate of putting the City Council meetings on webcast and televising for some time. My opponents have been foot-dragging on this project for many years. My opponent entered into negotiations with Comcast Cable years ago to get $36,000 to put in all the equipment to televise the meetings and webcast the meetings, but they refused to spend the money. Even years before that, I offered to donate all the equipment and all the wiring and do it myself with my colleagues because we were so concerned about this project. But they refused to spend this money, and this money is a line item in the budget, and they refused to spend it. And we think that that's kind of an affront to the community, leaves Cotati as a black hole of information, a dark area where people cannot get that information when they're home. We have shut-ins. We have people who are disabled who cannot make it to the open meetings, the public meetings. And it really is an embarrassment and one of the key issues in this race.
How much money are we talking about?
$36,000 is in the budget. And furthermore, what's even more alarming is in the contract with Comcast Cable, the city has negotiated away public access TV for the citizens, leased access, and the only thing left the city holds is government access. Now, that kind of begs the question, and in this particular era right now with President Obama, who seems to be very open to transparency in government and encourages these types of things, the fact that we have two Democratic incumbents right now who refuse to move on this is really goes against the democratic principles of the party, the local party. And in some senses, I feel it's fair to say that I think they pose as Democrats, but really in their heart they're not, because they would be supporting this and pushing this to bring government to the people, to have a bigger voice. I also would say that I strongly believe that we would not have the current makeup of the City Council right now if the public could see and hear with their own eyes and ears what goes on there on a biweekly basis.
This sounds like it cycles back to your on-again, off-again history with the council over the past 4 years.
Well, this has been a key issue, along with our huge budget deficit and our fiscal irresponsibility and spending ourselves into oblivion. Our $3 million in reserves are gone for what I feel were nonsensical projects, beautification projects, and so forth. Some of my opponents will say we've been victimized by the state of California by money they've taken, and I don't believe that for one second. I've been to all the budget workshops. I've been on the council. I've been in front of the scenes and behind the scenes and see how they operate. And the fact that the financial situation of the city is very, very dire. The city manager herself has said if we don't get our fiscal house in order, the Cotati faces insolvency, disincorporation, or bankruptcy, or possibly merging with Roanoke Park. Those are all unacceptable alternatives for our town, and we've got to get our fiscal house back in order.
George Barrich is a candidate for the City Council in Cotati. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.